clarity that members require, in the document. I'm at your disposal to answer any of those. Chairperson, is that allowable? Can I just zoom straight to observations and recommendations and go through line by line to make sure that we are all on the same page?
I would check with my audience, with the August House. Honorable members, here is the proposal. Indeed, we received the documents, all of us. We are requesting that he zoom straight to the recommendations. Are we in agreement, all of us, honorable members?
Good morning, Chair. Yes, from my side, I think we should proceed with observations and recommendations, Chair.
Thank you. Is there any counter? We're all in agreement. You may proceed, Baba Gomede. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Well, in terms of the observations, then, as the sixth Parliament and Administration draw to a close and the MTSF 2019-2024 approaches its conclusion, it is critical, Honourable Members, to reflect on the Department and agencies' accomplishments and shortcomings during this term in order to identify the critical interventions required to ensure the sector's continuity beyond and sustainability beyond this term. Honourable Members, this is the sixth Parliament. The BRRR that we are representing would be the last one. As you may be aware, the Parliament will be dissolved next year. The date has not yet been confirmed. Having reflected on the annual performance, annual reports, and financial statements of the 2022-2023 financial year of the Department, SEDA, and SEFA, the Portfolio Committee hereby record the following observations and recommendations for consideration by the Department and the Minister. I will include that, and the Minister. The committee acknowledges and applauds. The committee acknowledges and applauds the portfolio's overall performance, particularly the Department in attaining two consecutive clean audit opinions. The Department received its first unqualified audit opinion with no significant findings, also known as a clean audit opinion, indicating that both the submitted annual financial statements and performance information were free of substantial misstatements. This audit opinion is an improvement over the audit opinion for the 2021-2022 auditing period, when the Department received a clean audit opinion only on performance information, while the annual financial statements were unqualified with findings. Honorable Members, this is a notable achievement. The committee further notes agencies' performance in this regard, particularly SEFA and SEDA, particularly SEFA that has regressed from a clean audit to an unqualified audit outcome with findings on compliance, as well as SEDA outcomes that remained stagnant as it achieved an unqualified audit outcome with material findings on performance information. The agencies ascribe this performance to the uncertainty caused by the prospective merger, that is the merger between SEFA, SEDA, and the CBDA. Meanwhile, the Industrial Development Corporation has announced that SEFA is one of its loss-making subsidiaries, having lost 120 million rands in the financial year under consideration. According to IDC, the loss is a 222% fall from a net profit of 98 million rands in the previous financial year due to large impairments, which have resulted in a decrease in a lending activity. Above, under SEDA financial performance, Honorable Members, we are making this observation again to say the impairments have increased from the previous financial year to the year under review. 7.3, the Department's performance on financial spending is improving. The Department utilized 99% of its final appropriation Its underspending was around 19 million rands, or 0.7% of the total budget that was allocated. In percentage terms, the underspending is negligible and it falls well within the target of less than 5% variance. This is commendable. The committee further observes that the majority of underspending on financial indicators is due to employee compensation or compensation of employees, as well as goods and services. All four programs of the department, program one up to four, underutilized their funding allocations, primarily due to unfilled vacancies. That has been the consistent reason given behind the underutilization of the funding in all four programs. However, expenditure is in contrast to the number of performance targets met. For instance, the department could only garner 14 out of 25 indicators, and this saw the department's performance fall from 60% in the fiscal year 2021-2022 to 56% during the time under review. During the last BRRR, that was last year in October, the committee had observed a similar pattern wherein the overall performance on achieved targets dropped from 85% in 2020-2021. In fact, this is the highest ever achieved by the department during the sixth parliament or sixth administration. It dropped from 85% in 2021 to 60% in 2021-2022. The committee had then concluded that the trend warrants a closer examination. Meanwhile, the agencies are well within the target threshold of 10%. In the 2022-2023 financial year, CEDA and CIFA vacant positions were filled using fixed-term contracts to ensure that the merger process is not compromised. The annual targets for the vacancy rate, as outlined in the annual performance plans, were 10% or less, and on average, 7% vacancy rate was achieved during the financial year under consideration. Honorable members, it is noted that the department was successful in finalizing the organizational organogram. Nonetheless, it chose to place staff on the approved structure while continuing to operate on the interim structure until the conclusion of the 2022-2023 financial year. The department further reported a vacancy rate of 10%, missing its vacancy rate target by 0.1%. However, this was an improvement compared to the previous year's 16.5% vacancy rate. While the moratorium on filling of vacancies was lifted in the current year, National Treasury has nevertheless issued a guide on the cost containment measures that might negatively affect the filling of vacancies by the department. The committee will monitor the department's commitment of reducing the vacancy rate to less than 10%. The committee is also optimistic that bringing vacancy rate to lower levels will bring much needed stability after years of operating under a startup structure, which was largely responsible for the high vacancy rate at the senior management level. On the area of policy and legislation, the committee notes that even though the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill was not achieved during the financial year under consideration, the bill has since been introduced in Parliament during quarter one of 2023-2024 financial year, where it is currently being processed in accordance to parliamentary processes. The bill, honorable members, was referred to Parliament in June 2023. Other notable areas of progress are SMME and funding policy, which was gazetted for public comments in April 2023. So is the National Integrated Small Enterprise Development Strategic Framework, where the department embarked on consultation sessions with key role players in the small enterprise ecosystem to solicit inputs to the finalization of the strategic framework. The amendment of the Business Act, however, remains a significant concern for the committee due to its accountability in regulating township and rural enterprises. In response to the last BRRR cycle, the department had the cycle, honorable members, that has been referred to here. It's the recommendations that we shall have made last year, and the department had been given 3 months to respond. So as a matter of process, we usually include those responses in this BRRR. Those responses are contained under section 3 of this report. The department had committed that, open quotes, the bill would be introduced to Parliament by the end of the second quarter of 2023-2024. The second quarter has come and gone, honorable members. This did not materialize. The committee takes notice of the commitment in the 2023-2024 annual performance plan. This is now the annual performance plan that the committee adopted at the beginning of this year. In that annual performance plan, the department is making commitment to refer this bill to Parliament only during the seventh Parliament, that is in 2024-2025, meaning the current Parliament will not be in a position whatsoever to deal with this particular bill. We are now leaving it to the seventh Parliament. The committee will keep a close eye on developments in this area. 7.10, the committee records that when the department appeared before it on 29 April 2022 to present its annual performance plan, it had directed that in all quarterly and annual reports, the committee had directed that in all quarterly and annual reports, the department and entities must disaggregate the type of enterprises or businesses assisted and or distinguish cooperatives, informal traders, spaza shop owners from typical small enterprises registered, for instance, in terms of the Companies Act. These are your private businesses, your typical SMMEs. This guidance was for the department and agencies to execute with immediate effect. However, in the annual reports under consideration, the portfolio continues to put emphasis on the number, or they lump together the number of competitive SMMEs and cooperatives supported without providing the committee with a thorough breakdown as requested. The committee believes that this type of reporting methodology conceals the narrow and asymmetric distribution of resources between SMMEs, which are mostly, as I indicated earlier, business registered in terms of the Companies Act or Close Corporations Act, vis-a-vis the social enterprises, which are usually registered under the Cooperatives Act, informal traders registered under the municipal bylaws. Furthermore, aggregating provinces rather than regions or district municipalities does not necessarily provide a clear picture of how resources are distributed equally among regions. CIFA has begun to perform a terrific job in this area. Honorable members, we've been saying this over and over again to say, in terms of the funding, in fact, the department and the entities have tried to justify this to say, because of the concentration of SMMEs in Gauteng, Durban in KZN, and in Cape Town in Western Cape, most of the funding would usually go through to these provinces, you know. But clearly, we are not accepting this rationale or this reasoning by the department and CIFA. Furthermore, while in 2021-2022 financial year, the target was to support cooperatives to the value of 89 million rands, when the department managed to provide support to the value of 13 million rands, or 15% of the planned target. The target in the year under review is on the number of enterprises rather than the value of support. The target for the current financial year is on the number of cooperatives supported as opposed to the value of support. The department's target was to support 200 cooperatives financially and or non-financially. This is the indicator, honorable members, contained in the annual performance plan of the department. Instead, it supported 321 cooperatives, exceeding the target by 121. However, the committee has no idea what kind of assistance was provided to the cooperatives or where they are located. It also has no way of monitoring the effectiveness of the department's cooperative development support program, or CSDP. Honorable members, this is the department's flagship project designed to assist cooperative enterprises. As part of our responsibility as a portfolio committee, our role is to also do an analysis or evaluate the effectiveness of the department's programs, including this particular one. 7.13, the committee commended the department for beginning the process of establishing the Small Enterprise Advisory Board in accordance with the Act's requirements in its 2022-2023 APP. Since the fifth parliament, the committee has been making this suggestion because it firmly believes that the department requires an experienced, impartial, Mr. Mandlenkosi, Honorable Mandlenkosi. So, honorable members, we reported, for instance, last year that this is one area of consternation for the portfolio committee. In fact, I understand that there is a member of the public who took the department to public protector as a result of the department's failure to appoint the advisory board. So we are here now. It hasn't been appointed. Instead, the same promise is included in the current APP, which ends in 31 March 2024. But there are no stated timeframes for when the advisory board appointment process will begin. The committee further acknowledges that the recently tabled National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill is making provision for the advisory board to submit its performance report to the minister. This, however, does not prevent or preclude the minister from appointing the advisory board. Under recommendations, we are making a suggestion or a request to the minister that this indicator should be implemented with immediate effect. 7.14, in March 2023, the committee conducted an oversight visit in the Northwest Province, where a number of concerns were raised concerning governance issues such as loan origination, lack of monitoring financial intermediaries and their performance, as well as high interest rate charged by intermediaries that were not in accordance with the National Credit Act. CIFA has established an action plan in response to the committee's findings. This is commendable. The committee will monitor the action plan and ensure that its recommendations are incorporated in the 2024-2025 annual performance plan. Last observation, the committee learned and welcomed the report that CIFA hired or placed in its database a panel of 27 forensic companies to conduct various investigations in the agency. Accordingly, four cases have since been referred to law enforcement authorities, specifically the Commercial Crime Unit. The committee fully supports the board's no-nonsense approach to tackling corruption. Then under recommendations, honorable members, a total of 10 recommendations have been made for implementation by the department and agencies, first of which, in the financial year 2022-2023, the DSPD was unable to meet 44% of its APP targets. Vacancies in critical job categories were identified as the primary cause of underperformance. To halt or reverse the trend, the department must expedite its recruitment efforts to fill vacant posts as practically as possible. The committee will review quarterly reports to track how far this indicator is achieved. Ideally, and given the approval of the organizational structure, the committee would like to see the department maintaining a vacancy rate of less than 5%, perhaps almost similar to what has been achieved by the agencies at 7%. 8.2, the SMME and cooperatives funding policy must be expedited and completed by 31 March 2023. Since the financial year 2020-2021, that is 3 years ago, this target has been included in the department's APP. As at 31 March 2022, the policy had only been approved by the minister and cabinet and later gazetted for public comments. It will be detrimental to good governance if the committee accepts or examines the annual performance plan 2024-2025 with this target still incomplete. Under 8.3, as noted in the AG report, the portfolio has achieved 67% of its targets over the MTSF, the same TSF that is coming to an end, honorable members, on 31 March 2024. The executive authority should monitor and ensure that the remaining targets, some of those remaining targets, by the way, include the SMME and funding policy that I've just referred to above. The remaining targets are accomplished within the current MTSF period, that is before 31 March 2024. On 8.4, to arrest further decline in audit findings, the department must move quickly to monitor and implement Auditor General recommendations. The accounting authorities or board of directors of both the agencies, CIFA and CETA, must be held accountable for improving controls for proper record keeping and ensuring that complete, relevant, and accurate information is accessible and available to support performance information. Management should respond to the AG's request with the requisite agents in addressing identified risks and improving internal controls, which will improve audit outcomes for both the department and entities. The committee will maintain regular contact with the Auditor General's office as part of its oversight mechanism. On 8.5, following its oversight visit to the Northwest Province, the committee emphasized the importance of the CIFA board to consider amendments to the policy guidelines to include a condition for MFIs and RFIs, microfinance institutions and retail finance institutions, to be licensed by both National Credit Regulator as well as Financial Sector Conduct Authority as authorized financial service providers, FSPs. The NCR licensing process is defective in that it only focuses solely on the entity or company as a legal persona, whereas the FSCA approach encompasses both the firm, which is the company, and the individual behind the company, which is the director. The majority of NCR licensed companies are led by directors who do not meet the criteria of fit and proper. Licensing is an important component of the regulatory system and it helps to oversee the value chain. The board, CIFA board, must endeavor to achieve this recommendation before the agency tables its 2024-2025 annual performance plan. On 8.6, CIFA has to keep a close eye on MFIs and RFIs to ensure that they are following the government's mandate of making finance available to all small enterprises, including cooperatives, and ensure equitable spread in terms of the regions. The committee will now examine CIFA's quarterly report to see if the operations of MFIs and RFIs are closely supervised. CIFA's products and services should not compete with those of MFIs and RFIs. This is what we picked up in Northwest, honorable members, that some of the services provided by CIFA in MFIs and RFIs are in direct competition. They should also not operate against the government's goal of making low-cost development credit available. On 8.7, the department seems to have turned the corner on the performance of cooperatives. It reported that out of the 200 cooperatives that it has planned to support financially or non-financially, it actually supported 321 cooperatives during the financial year under review. And then in the process, it exceeded the target by 121. As part of its role in exercising oversight on the programs of the department, for example, the cooperative sector development program, the committee would appreciate it if the consolidated list of supported cooperatives could be shared with the committee by 30 November 2023. In other words, the secretariat will have to monitor and request a consolidated list of these 321 cooperatives that were supported by the department so that we can then do an oversight over them. On 8.8, the minister should guarantee that the appointment of an advisory board is carried out in accordance with the commitments made in the subsequent annual financial performance plans for 2022 and for 2023. The next quarterly report must include timelines for when this will be achieved. 8.9, lifestyle audits are an essential management technique for preventing, detecting fraud and corruption in public service. They also contribute to ensuring that the lives of state employees are commensurate with their remuneration. In April 2021, the government established and approved mandatory guidelines for all audits of public officials in national and provincial departments, as well as state-owned enterprises. In its next quarterly report to Parliament, the department must specify when it expects to commence this process. On the forensic investigation conducted by CIFA during the course of the 2022-2023 financial year, the board must brief the committee of the results of the forensic audit before the end of the current financial year, meaning before the end of 31 March 2024. Then the last one, honorable members, to support the president's aspiration to eliminate red tape, the committee is once again calling for the establishment of a parliamentary ad hoc committee or the creation of the executive structure that will interface with the red tape reduction team at the presidency under the guidance and leadership of Mr. Nkosi. We note, honorable members, that there has not been much movement in terms of this particular indicator. So this is what the committee is recommending in that regard. Unless otherwise indicated, responses to the above recommendations should be submitted to the National Assembly not later than the 3 months after the adoption of this report by the NA. Honorable members, that's where our report ends. Then I can respond if maybe there are any questions of clarity from honorable members. Where I'm not able to respond, then we'll see how maybe we refer those to the department, because the BRRR really, it's a synthesis of annual reports from the department and entities. There is no new information that is coming from the secretariat or the committee or parliament. So it's basically the information that we received from the department. We then do an analysis. On the basis of that analysis, we then develop the BRRR report in line with the mandate of the portfolio committee, as stipulated in the Constitution. So let me pause there, honorable members, and then maybe take questions if there are any. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gumede, for the presentation. Honorable members, here we are. I will invite comments on the report presented before us. Rakin, you'll assist me to identify hands.
Ms. Chair, we've got a hand of Mr. Kruger.
for now.
Ma'am Chair? Morning, Ma'am Chair. Yeah.
So, Chair, it's Mr. Kruger, it's Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. The stage is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to all the members. And thank you, Sbu, for, as usual, a comprehensive report. Madam Chair, the point on red tape, I just want to propose that the point on red tape, we take the or out, that sentence after the or, and just say we need to establish a ad hoc committee to assist the Mr. Nkosi in the reduction of in reducing red tape for small businesses. So I propose we take the or out, and then I also propose that we add another point to our proposal. And that is, I asked a question to the Minister of Finance about the non-compliance to the 30 days payment, Madam Chair, and this non-compliance by municipalities are killing our small businesses. At the moment, according to Minister of Finance, 84 billion rand is outstanding on invoices. More than 30 days by municipalities on services rendered by small businesses to municipalities. So we need to have a strategy, and you know, we as a Department of Small Business Development, we need to step in very fast, and we need to have a strategy as soon as possible. How are we going to stop this nonsense of municipalities not paying our small businesses in 30 days' time? Because I think it's unacceptable. It's they're killing our small businesses, and I would like to see that we add a 8 point, I think it's 8.11 in this regard. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Honorable Jacobs.
Good morning, Chairperson, and greetings to my fellow members and also everybody on the platform. Again, I want to share Honorable Kruger's sentiments. Thank you very much to the team, Mr. Gumede and team, for a good BRRR report. It does capture everything that the work that we've covered, and also the 10 recommendations also broadly covers a whole range of issues. I think I just want to go through it. The vacancy is a perennial problem, and the department has done amazing work despite the big vacancy rate. And we look forward to the integration and the amalgamation of all the structures into one, so that will also help with improved performance. We agree that the funding policy must be finalized, and we agree with the dates that it must be finalized for the end of this financial year. The recommendations of the AG also must be implemented. I think the issues around the Northwest Strip also brought home to us the importance of all the medium microfinance must be registered with, must be a FSP, and they must be registered with the conduct authority. So that is a good recommendation. And I think the purpose of the MFIs and the RFIs must be developmental in nature. It mustn't be mainly driven for profit, even though we say that it can be sustainable. And I think we need to be closely monitoring that. And I agree there are recommendations around getting almost a quarterly report on all MFIs, all RFIs, and get a sense of how much are they lending, who are they lending to, and if it is for the targeted audience, the small, micro, medium cooperatives. And also we need to assess the type of developmental impact and the transformative agenda that we're putting up together. I also support the notion that we're glad that the targets for cooperatives have been met, but we can't assess the performance. There's no indicators. And again, we want to have a proper report on those 300 and odd cooperatives that were supported. We need to get a breakdown, who, what, when, how, and also impact. If there's good stories to tell, I think we must share that so that we can demonstrate that cooperatives can be part of an alternative model of mixed economy and new forms of socializing economic ownership. So I think that's going to be a key recommendation that we certainly want to follow. I think one other thing that was clarified was the advisory board. And I think that's where there's this problems with it, and it must be implemented and it must be set up. And then the last two recommendations also. So, sorry, Chair, we agree with the recommendations.
Sorry, Honorable Jacobs.
What?
Must try to take some medication, my brother. Do we still have any other hands, Honorable Members? Bracking?
Yes, Chair. There's a hand from Honorable April and Honorable Hendricks and Honorable De Villiers.
Thank you. Honorable April, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think that I am covered by Honorable Jacobs, and also want to agree with you that we should adopt this.
Thank you, Honorable April. Honorable Hendricks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, thank you very much for the Triple R report. However, I was very disappointed that the committee was unable to process the legislation that we gave a firm undertaking will be done in the sixth parliament. So now we're in the very embarrassing position where we have to ask the seventh parliament to do the work which we did. What is missing from the report is why we exist, why there is such a portfolio committee. So I'm very disappointed that there's this big gap in the report which does not address the commitment of the president of our country that we will make tremendous progress in the sixth parliament to create the million jobs that he feels must be created for small businesses. What is also glaringly missing in the report and an insult to the nation is that there is no a report on the president's other commitment that there will be certain products that will only be manufactured, sold, distributed by small businesses. And I know that they talked about 1,000 such products that will be ring-fenced. And during the sixth parliament, I would expect it that at least while the 1,000 has been identified, that at least one would have been ring-fenced, that only small businesses and micro-businesses are involved in. For example, peanut butter can be made in terms of the localization vision of the president. So that means black cat peanut butter, all the other kinds of peanut butter will be off the shelves. And for example, we'll only have the Chief Albert Luthuli peanut butter, which they are busy making in Groutville, where the chief is buried, because there's a lot of peanuts growing there on the river. So the fact that those two items are missing, Aldermar is not going to support this report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Hendricks. Noted. Honorable de Villiers.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. I would just like to say to Honorable Hendricks that I love peanut butter, and when that peanut butter hits the shelves, I will definitely be one of the supporters. But on a more serious note, I'd like to reserve the position of the DA on this report. And I also would just like to say that it remains to me one of the biggest disappointments that during this year, the minister announced in February an energy relief package for small businesses, which never materialized and has just disappeared into the nether. There isn't a small business in this country whose number one concern at this moment is access to electricity and getting energy. And if anything, the most important program that we could have had through the Department of Small Business Development was the one which the minister announced in February to give relief packages for energy, but which just never happened, which is an incredible shame and I think a big lost opportunity. But nonetheless, the DA reserves its right on the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable de Villiers. Do we have any other hands?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Chairperson, apologies for budging in. Chairperson, maybe just to remind members that this report, it's theirs.
I was still coming there, my son. Let me allow to chair the meeting because I want to acknowledge hands. Unless there are no other hands, then I will request you to come in to advise, because as a content advisor, you are there to advise us. I will allow you to come in. So I didn't want to interrupt them because mine is to chair, but I will do what you are now requesting to do after I've discovered that I've exhausted all the processes. Do we still have any other members, Bracking?
Yes, Chair, we've got Honorable
Chairperson. Yes, Lorraine, allow me to.
I raise to Chairperson.
Okay, Honorable Matulelo and then Honorable Lubengo. In that order, Honorable Matulelo, the stage is yours. Honorable Matulelwa, is he still on the platform, Ebrakim? If not, let me allow Honorable Lubengo
yes,
to come
she
in.
Is in the, she's in the platform. I don't know why she's not, because the hand is still all
maybe,
up.
Maybe she's muted. Okay, let's allow Honorable Lubengo. We'll come back to her in due course. Honorable
Okay.
Lubengo.
Chairperson. Chairperson.
I can hear you, Ceci. Continue, proceed. Says Lorraine, you have disappeared. What's happening?
Chairperson,
has he been kicked out? Yes, we're listening.
I'm saying I'm supporting. I do support the report because it is a true reflection of what we did in this committee. I even support the additions of the recommendations done by Honorable Faiz. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Honorable Matulelwa.
Chairperson, I see that she has written in the chat and then.
Okay.
Because she's saying we are not supporting this BRRR because it shows how incompetent the minister is and it does not address the issues of small businesses that we've been raising, especially in township and rural areas. Budgets are being cut off year in and year out. I'm sorry, my network is very bad.
Thanks, Braking, for that information. I will now allow our content advisor to reflect what he wanted to reflect. Mr. Gumede, the stage is now yours.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and honorable members. Chair, I thought perhaps one needs to clarify the difference between the BRRR and the budget vote report, where members can easily say they are rejecting the annual performance plan and the proposed financial projection of the department on the basis of 1, 2, 3, and therefore they don't approve it. However, with the BRRR, like I indicated earlier on, Chairperson, it's really a synthesis of the annual reports of the department. What we are doing here, we are looking at the performance indicators of the department, financial and non-financial indicators of the department. And on the basis of that, we are then making observation and recommendations. Again, Chairperson, we don't necessarily look at the entire all indicators, like 25 of the department. We sort of do the same thing that Auditor General does, where they pick a sample, and then on the basis of that sample, you analyze, you make recommendation. What I'm picking up, for instance, from what the members are raising here, Honorable Hendricks is correct to say, for instance, there are 1,000 products. Indeed, this is one of the indicators that is there in the annual performance plan of the department. The department is also reporting on these 1,000 products in its annual report that we are now considering. Perhaps what Honorable Hendricks could have suggested was to say, under observation, we need to include observation around 1,000 products, and then under recommendation, perhaps we could have, or we could do the same way we are doing with cooperatives, to say under cooperatives, there is an indicator that the department will support 200 cooperatives, financial or non-financial. Under recommendations, we are then saying the department must give us a list of those cooperatives. Same thing with 1,000 products that Honorable Hendricks is referring to. We could craft an observation around 1,000 products and also make a recommendation to say, out of the 1,000 products that the department promised, let's get a list of those. In fact, the department reported that this indicator was achieved. So we could then make a recommendation to say we are requesting a list of those cooperatives, SMMEs, or products, etc. Same with energy relief package. We can make an observation, Honorable de Villiers, around this one. And on the basis of that observation, we can then make a recommendation to say, since the minister announced this energy relief package in February, we have not seen any movement. We could say we want to see movement before the 31st of March or before the 31st of December 2022. So I thought perhaps, Chairperson, I could just bring that clarity to say members are actually raising the issues that are supposed to be going under observations and recommendations. The same way Honorable Kruger did. Honorable Kruger made a statement and then she suggested that as part of 8.11, we must then include the recommendation around the red tape. So in that regard, Chairperson, I don't know. What we usually do is if we adopt the report, we usually say we adopt the report with the recommendations or on conditions or on proviso that the recommendations that members are making will be incorporated in the report. So it's a suggestion for me, Chairperson, that in this scenario, you can't disown your own report. This is your report. What we are doing as the Secretariat is to support you to do a draft. And on the basis of that draft, if you feel that there are gaps, it's your responsibility to fill in those gaps. It's your responsibility to tell us as the Secretariat that you want 1, 2, 3 included in the report. That's the purpose of this exercise, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, our content advisor, for the input. Let me say this. We are from different affiliates, so sometimes we'll have to respect that. We are respecting other people's views, but I think the clarity you have given is the very same views I wanted to outline to my team, my colleagues, that this is our report. Ours is to enrich it because we are reflecting issues which we feel they must be uplifted. However, I will reserve that for them rather than to say that I will request a mover for the adoption of the report with those recommendations made by Honorable Kruger, as well as Honorable Jacobs and Honorable April and Honorable Lubengo, and note the sentiments or the views which has been reflected by other honorable members. But I believe your explanation clarifies everything. I don't think I will had to add more than what you have indicated, because this is our own report. It's our responsibility, as you have said, to do oversight, good department. So it is our chance to reflect what we feel is not well and what are our expectations. So this is our chance. But other than that, let me invite a hand of a mover with those additions and note what other honorable members have said.
Chairperson, I think before you invite for a mover, there were hands when you were outlining the explanation. I don't know, maybe we can firstly consider those hands.
If there are new hands, I don't expect old hands, because the honorable members have made their case. So if there are new hands, of course, I will allow that.
My hand is not a new hand.
You want to add something again?
That's just a point of correction. Yeah, it's just a point of correction. 10.11 is not about red tape, but 10.11 is about 30-day non-compliance regulation.
All right, all right. I heard you, Honorable Kruger, on that one. You are correct, but at the same time, you also indicated the issue of red tapes where you even propose an ad hoc. I can't repeat what you said. So you were correcting that you raised two issues, of which I agree with you. Thank you, Honorable Kruger, for that correction.
Thank you.
I can see Honorable Jacob's hand again.
And Honorable Hendricks.
Honorable Hendricks, let me start with you. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, the content advisor has given some leadership that they couldn't write a report on all indicators, just like the Auditor General only selects a few. With respect, we feel that the issues raised by honorable members, all of them should have been selected, and it is missing. So if there's any way that those can be added to the observations, then we will certainly support the report. And I don't think that just noting it is going to help, because we don't want a report to go to Parliament, which is an ANC report. It should affect all the members present in the committee. So the content advisor is aware of the issues raised by honourable members, including Honourable Jacobs. And he must respect that we're not happy with what items he selected. I don't know what criteria he used, but as far as my three issues are concerned, I feel that those issues is top priority, because that is the reason why this department exists, and that is that small business must create the number of jobs I refer to, that there must be some successes with the localization program, and also the other matter I raised. So I don't know, Honorable Chair, if you are prepared to accommodate that, because we can't have a report that's an ANC report.
On that one, Honorable Hendricks, for the first time, I will disagree with you. I've never ever allowed any a situation where we'll talk about partisan here. You are here with those full rights as a member of parliament. Can you make your observation to this August House and the recommendations, so that they are incorporated to this report? Because that's what the content advisor has indicated. So if honorable members feel that, I feel that section has been done, as he has indicated that even the Auditor General is doing 1, 2, 3, can honorable members here come up with their observations as well as recommendations, so that it be incorporated and it's going to be our report, all of us, whether honorable members are from the majority or from the minority? What we want here is the constructive ideas and
use, which will, at the end of the day, assist this country to survive. So I'm not in agreement with the ANC report, because to me, it's uncalled for. We are not talking about parties here. And I am addressing each honorable member as a member of parliament, not as a member of a particular party. So since he has clarified, I'm now inviting those points. They are welcomed. You may craft them on the chat and forward them to him, so that when we adopt, we'll say we are adopting with, and then when before we submit it to parliament, I will request that the incorporated be circulated to honorable members to show that we respect and value each other. Here we need each other's wisdom. I don't want us to talk about partisan. Yes, this is election mode, but I'm humbly requesting honorable members. We have never done this to this committee. Let's move to the end with pride. I'm proud of this committee all the time. So shelf out issues of partisan outside. You have got a platform where you'll go and do that, not in the committee. So I'm requesting that each and everyone who wants to put recommendations, please do so now, so that when we close here, he will also circulate those incorporation, and then we move. That's my humble request, honorable members. Honorable Jacobs, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. No, I agree with your direction. And I want to appeal to members that listening is a skill. There was no way where the ANC was trying to use a majority to bring. We all the time said we will accommodate all the issues that was raised. So let me just say to Honorable Hendricks, I mean, it was, we see, so like we're using on the Cape Flats. I think we've accommodated all of the points. Even the advisors said that we can accommodate all of the issues. So with those recommendations, Chair, with the recommendations of the 1,000 products, with the recommendations of the 1,000 jobs, with the recommendations of the energy relief, I think we as the ANC move for the adoption of this. And we are prepared and very comfortable to add all of those things. Those points are not either or it's partisan points. Those points of red tape, of the establishment of the ad hoc committee, of the non-compliance of 30 days for small business, those issues are not a party position. We all support those positions, Chair. So with that, the African National Congress move for the adoption of this BRRR report with those recommendations, Chair. Thank you.
With the incorporations of points, Honorable Jacobs, can I have a second?
Exactly, Chair.
Chairperson, Lorraine, I second.
Yes, Honorable Lorraine.
I second.
Thank you. The report has been seconded. And then I will request that we forward all those observation and recommendation, even if there are billion. Let's do that.
Chairperson?
Can we? Yes.
It's Honorable April. I third. So I wanted to second, but now I will show my third with what you have said.
Thank you. Can we now move back to our agenda? The report has been adopted with those incorporating points. Take us back, Brakim.
Okay, Chair, but there's a hand from Honorable Jeff de Villiers. I don't know whether he's on the agenda or what.
Honorable de Villiers, is it a legacy hand or is it a new hand?
No, it is a new hand. Apologies for not being quick enough before you adopted the report. But I would just like to formally say, although I know that Honorable Jacobs did mention it, I would just like to formally then ask, as as we were advised, that the Energy Relief Fund item be added to our recommendations. I just wanted to make sure that the
Honorable de Villiers, I have indicated clearly that each and every member, you are allowed to write, yes,
you are articulating it before us, but I'm requesting that you write it to the content advisor and forward it now so that he include it before the report could go to Parliament. I would request him that he circulate it so that we're all satisfied. I believe you are also in order. Thank you, Honorable de Villiers. Then the next item on the agenda is progress, because we are on that mood of public hearing. So we would like to hear the progress. Can we be briefed about the progress up to so far? Secretary and Mr.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we'll do it assisting each other between myself, Mr. Kumete, and Ms. Mabisa. Firstly, Chairperson, I would like to remind the members of the... Just a bit. Sister meeting in... I've come back to some touch. So present the meeting, so Chair. So I was talking to my manager. Firstly, we'd like to remind the members of the program that was adopted by the committee that it should follow this pattern for the public hearing that are supposed to start on the 26th. Up until the 19th of November. And then remind members that they were planned that there will be a split of the committees to do Group A, Mpumalanga and Limpopo, and then Group B to do Northern Cape and Free State. And then members were, then from there we do Western Cape, Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Northwest Province, and then we end up with Gauteng. And then at the end, we put the members in the groups as they indicated. And then Group A will be of Chairperson Honorable Bengo, Honorable Mieni, Honorable Kruger, Honorable Matulelwa, and Inkosul Thuli. And then Group B will be Honorable Jacobs, Honorable April, Honorable Tomelang, instead of it was Honorable de Villiers. Then he indicated that he will put an alternate Honorable Mabiga, and then we had put Honorable Hendricks, and then Honorable Zumola. So unfortunately, when we are confirming, Honorable Hendricks indicated that will not be available. And then also Honorable Sumula indicated that they will not be available. So that's what happened with the logistic. Our report is in two content and logistics. Number two, we just wanted to indicate that it's only yesterday that we got an approval in principle. We had a meeting with the House Chairperson, with the Chairperson. So it's only then that we got the approval in principle, because we explained to the House Chairperson and wanted to find out about progress that has been made. Then we are still awaiting for the approval from the Chief Whip, because we'll be doing the public hearing during the week and over the weekends. However, then the House Chairperson indicated that we have to consider some of the days that the voter registration dates that fall within the 18th and the 19th of November. Then that means it will hear from the comment from the Chief Whip what is she saying about that. That is all about the program so far. And then number two, there are some information that was given to members. So members are requested to comment and then commit themselves when we're doing the funding applications, so that we are not creating any cost of changes that members might have. And then they were given those forms. I think they are aware that they're supposed to bring them back. Then what has happened also, Chairperson, is that we have made the logistics so far in preparation for traveling, and then sooner we'll be getting the responses. Then in terms of the advert, the chair, I don't know whether you can see this one. We wanted to show members that this is the advert that was issued that started running on Sunday, the 15th in the City Press, and then the other adverts will be in the African, in all the languages, South African languages. So this was the first one that we wanted to show members that was done, and it is circulated in the City Press. So then the next one, Chairperson, letters has been prepared that are supposed to be circulated, that's supposed to be sent off today. The reason for that we didn't want to send out letters prior the receival of the approval. So this is an example of the letter that will be going to Vembe District Municipality and the local municipality, where we make attention to the mayor, the speaker, and the municipal manager. And then more than that, we also send a letter to the local municipality where we'll be going to. Then another letter has been prepared that goes to legislature. That one, we prepared a letter and then we send it to the office of the House Chairperson, who is the one who writes to his counterpart. We don't write to him or her as the chairperson, but it's the House Chairperson. So we'll be sending those letters out to the legislatures of the provinces that we are going to. So those are the things that has been done. However, we can just also indicate that we are still talking to the public education unit, which they are raising some concern and risk, being a little bit afraid that they might be not have a good mobilization. But we are still in discussion to find a way and find each other on how we can ensure that this public hearing takes place properly. I think that's what is so far. Any addition from Mr. Kumete or Nwabisa? Through you, Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Kumete, you may add, and Nwabisa.
No, Chairperson, I think maybe let's deal with the issues of logistics. Maybe then once tracking is done, then we can deal with the issues of content.
Okay, Bracking.
Yeah, I think that is all. The only thing that will request the members to understand that it's a packed program, and then when we're doing it, we just have to be very, very much aware that it's not out of us, but it's the priority that has been given to the bill. That's what I can say with the logistics.
Okay, honorable members, here is the progress. Is there any comment? Any comments from honorable members?
We do support.
Chairperson, as I heard from Mr. Kruger and Mr. Jacobs, I think Honorable Lubengo has made her point. So there's a hand from Honorable Kruger and Honorable Jacobs.
Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, King, for all the difficult arrangements and working with difficult MPs. But you accommodate everybody of us, so thank you for your patience. Chair, I just want to ask, if King can send us some sort of advert specifically for the province, so that I can use that notice or advert or something on my WhatsApp groups and on the province WhatsApp groups, so that we can send it out just for that specific province, just to make sure that there's many small businesses, owners and entrepreneurs are getting the information about this public participation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. I think, King, you have noted that. Honorable Jacobs?
Thank you, Chair. I also agree with Honorable Kruger. Let's get those notices out so that we can also mobilize our constituencies and invite all the stakeholders, especially the small business and informal traders and cooperatives, to come in their numbers to this event. I also agree that voter registration weekend, if we can get accommodated, not to do the public hearing during that period, because it's the national registration, voter registration, and it's very important. Maybe we should make those arrangements, but we'll also wait for the chief also. And also my appeal is to members that I think the next few weeks we're going to be on the road and we're going to live out of our suitcases. So we're not going to be able to watch rugby at home with our family and friends, but those are all sacrifices that we are making. So I'm appealing to all of us. Let's do this, because this is important, not only for this portfolio, but also for small business as a whole. So I'm appealing for us to, like we did in Northwest, where we all just pull together irrespective of our political affiliation, and let's just complete this public hearing process and listen to what the people of South Africa wants to tell us about small business. So thank you for the team, for the logistics, and we look forward to the public hearing. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, and also to reflect that one, I believe we'll respect the weekend of registration. Our officials will deal with that one. So it's not something which we can conclude today, even if what I know the chief whip will say, because chief whip, they've got chief whip's forum where we are being led, all of us. But I requested our officials to deal with the matter. So, Bra King, can you respond? When are we going to get those adverts as requested by honorable members?
Thank you, Chairperson. In fact, that was what I was going to request members of the committee to do, that we will request members to do whatever they can do to ensure that they popularize this public hearing, so they can use the advert, and then there is a pamphlet that is being finalized. In fact, Nwabisa gave the last input yesterday. So I think they will finalize it by today. And then once it is ready, then we can send it to the group, or we'll email it to members. Secondly, we'll also request it from members that will also circulate the summary of the bill, so that in their constituencies and in the parliamentary office, democratic offices, they can send that information. And then we should also be reflecting the dates of public hearings, though we do not have now exactly. the venues, but we have indicated that as in according to the program, that will be, let's say, will be in Overberg and then in the local municipality of Cape Agulhas. So that will keep, but the actual venue are still in interaction with the provinces together with the POs that are doing mobilization. So that is it, Chairperson. And then lastly, what I'll say, there are other colleagues that are assisting us in terms of the logistics. Some members, if they call you, you should not be surprised that you only know Mr. Dodo. They're assisting Mr. Dodo with the logistics, and some of the colleagues will be assisting me at the level of secretaries, and we're still also trying to find the other person who can assist at a level of content when we have split the group. So more than that, we will keep members informed of the developments that are happening. Thank you, Chair. That is all on this. That's so far all on the side of the logistics. Or one, but last of important, I'll also maybe try to find from members from their consequences of the assistance that they can give maybe to those particular districts or those particular municipalities that we are going, so that we can enhance the communication towards to those municipalities. Yes, Honorable April, we are also doing that. We are in communication with the communication unit that we also make use of radios to popularize and make the people aware of this undertaking. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Brakin.
I think Mr. Kumede can put on content if there's something.
Yes, I'm inviting him to do so, please.
Oh, okay, thank you, Chairperson. No, maybe not much from me, Chairperson, except to say that members will recall that we had already started with this process. And in terms of the memo that we had developed for the consideration and approval of the Speaker, which was subsequently approved by the National Assembly, we had stated there on that memo that the objects of the bill would be to do 1, 2, 3. And some of those objects included, for instance, the issue that is being raised by Honorable Kruger around the 30-day payment. It is contained in the bill that is currently before us. However, it is not stated explicitly in a scenario where a municipality or a provincial department or a national department is failing to pay SMME within 30-day period. So there is a window of opportunity, honorable members, to strengthen the bill before us. For instance, I have looked at the number of jurisprudence, for instance, in UK, in US. I see, for instance, in terms of the concept document that I circulated to members, there is one ombudsman in UK, but it says that ombudsman can issue non-binding recommendations. We don't agree with that. We will get advice from the legal department on how we can make the recommendations of the ombudsman to be binding, similar to a public protector. You know, we cannot leave it to non-binding commitments. So those are some of the issues, honorable members, that will go through under in the issue of content. Also, if you look at the UK jurisdiction, I mean the US jurisdiction, for instance, you'll find that the commissioner there deals with issues over and above providing an alternative dispute resolution mechanism. It also deals with the issues of the red tape. You know, there are a number of issues at a rural and township level where most of the informal traders, for instance, are registered by the municipalities or they are operating under the municipal bylaws. If we don't give teeth or powers to the commissioner to adjudicate those issues and make binding recommendations, we will not be doing justice to this particular process. Honorable members, I'll also advise members to maybe to go through that concept document I developed so that we can then build from it going forward, because we do not want this to be another missed opportunity. We really want this process to make a meaningful impact in as far as the small business or small business sector is concerned. I thought I should just raise those issues, honorable members, while we are still waiting inputs from the sector. But on our part as well, part of our exercise is really to go through, you know, what we had proposed as the committee bill vis-a-vis what is being done by a department, so that we make sure that all the issues that we had planned to accomplish under the committee bill are then incorporated in this process. Let me pause there for now, Chairperson. Unless if maybe there are questions from members with regards to maybe the bill itself or the concept document that we developed on behalf of the portfolio committee. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. I don't understand.
Sorry.
Yes, come in, Honorable Kruger, but my courage, I'm encouraging members to go through the content document so that we may be along the way be able to influence certain things. But yeah. I'm allowing you, Honorable Kruger, to make your input.
Yeah, ma'am, I agree with you.
Sorry, Honorable Kruger.
Yes.
I wanted the chair also to recognize the hand of Mr. Jacobs after he had raised the hand.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger, then Honorable Jacobs.
Yeah, ma'am, it was actually just a point of order, but I didn't want to stop our content advisor. I don't think, and I agree with him 100%, but I don't think this meeting is going to solve whatever he supposed. There will be many, many opportunities for this committee to comment on the bill and discuss the bill. And I would like him to keep what he said to us today and so that when we discuss the bill in the committee after this public participation process, so that we can take that up in a document. But for today's meeting, I don't think it's proper to have a discussion about the bill today. And that's what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you. That's why I'm saying I'm encouraging honorable members to engage with the content and also during the process. I agree with you 100%, Honorable Kruger. Otherwise, we will not embark on the road we are going to take if that is the case. Honorable Jacobs, over to you.
Jeno, I think I'm agreed and covered by you. We want to appreciate what the content advisor suggested. Look, this is the first time that many of us, certainly myself, will go and be part of public hearing. So I think there is an opportunity for us maybe to be briefed properly on how the process is that needs to work, what is expected from us as members, how do we conduct ourselves, what is the purpose of the bill, how do we ensure that, because there's going to be heightened inputs and people are going to be passionate. And so our role is to listen, our role is to observe, our role is to be guided. But I think maybe before we go to the road, maybe there is an opportunity for us to have a whole session where I think our content advisors just prepare the teams on the process and also the different content. Because I agree, I don't think we must wait till when we come back from the public hearings to engage. I think we need to understand the content. We need to understand what is in the bill. What are the challenges? Does it accommodate everything? Where's the weaknesses? What are the issues? How are we going to respond to those concerns? If there's popular views on all of these things, how do we capture them? So, Chair, I'm calling for maybe a session, an online session, for us to just be capacitated on the process for the public hearings. And it doesn't have to be a long session, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Jacobs. I believe there will be some education, we'll call it public education on the ground, and the bill is going to be translated to all languages, because even the ground itself needs to be empowered to understand the essence of the public hearings and the essence of the bill. So he may prepare that, because during our first year, we had such orientations, and where even the nature of bills were outlined, the 75, 76 bills, he assisted us a lot. But I agree with you, now we're going there physically, it's now practical. We need to take that through theory to practice. So I will agree that indeed we do have that session just for briefing purposes on how are we going to move forward with the public. But the essence of having a public education is for the sake of that. So all of us who are new in this platform will get that advantage or that benefit from our officials. So thank you so much, Honorable Jacobs. Other than that, I believe we have come to the end of our...
Sorry, but I had this up.
It's Honorable Kruger.
Yes, sorry. I did ask on the group for interpretation services on when we do this public participation.
Okay.
You know, one of my mistakes in life was never to learn a third language, but I'm too old now to start. But so I would like, because you know, if you cut out and you can't understand the language, you miss a lot of inputs from the community. So I would like just to make sure there is interpretation services so that we can partake sensefully in this participation of community members. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger, for such Chair. Wisdom. Yes, Brakin.
I've made a mistake by not capacitating members on that. Firstly, we have to understand that the public participate, when we are holding the public hearing, it's like an extension of the house. So all the assistance that it's being offered in the house, we try to cater for it. So meaning that as we are a committee, we'll be having a communication unit for dissemination of information through YouTube and radios and all the statements that are being done, and then we shall be also be assisted by the language services in ensuring that all the languages of that particular area are being catered for. We'll be assisted by protection unit to ensure that everything goes well. So now the SHE unit that will also be looking at how safe is the place or the venue that we're going to. So all those services that being catered when we are conducting this public participation. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. I think we are all answered. Thank you, Honorable Kruger, for having raised that. It will be catered for, so we are grateful. Other than that, Honorable Members, I think we have come to the end of our agenda. Unless I have missed something, Brakin. This was the last item. So thank you so much.
Just to check, Braking, are you not touching on the one for tomorrow, Braking? There's something happening at 9:30 tomorrow for the members.
What is that?
Can you remind me, Sbo?
Just on a point of order, tomorrow is Thursday, caucuses, so whatever was planned for us tomorrow, unfortunately, we can't attend because it's caucus, and you know caucus is very important. There's a program.
Even with us as the ANC, we also have caucus.
Let us allow him to say what he's saying, but I agree with you, Honorable Kruger, but let's allow him. Maybe it is urgent. We don't know. We can see on how do we jangle around it.
Apologies. I'm confusing 18 and 19. Apologies.
Oh, it's on Friday.
18 and 19, yeah. No, it's today.
It's today. Ne?
It's today, yeah. Not tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Let's call it a day, honorable members and officials. Thank you so much. That has been a very good session for all of us. We have been educated, orientated. Each day you learn. Honorable Kruger, it is not yet late that you can learn sign language. You are still strong. So I'm encouraging that you zoom into it because it has been launched now as an official language. Thank you so much, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned.